The OAS Mission of Belize celebrated its 28th anniversary of independence with a reception at the Hall of the Americas, Organization of American States headquarters in Washington, D.C. OAS Radio caught up with Mission Head, Permanent Representative of Belize and Ambassador to the White House, Ambassador Nestor Mendez.
We are very happy today to be celebrating of Belize. We are having a reception in the Hall of the Americas. The guests are the official Washington, D.C. guest list, people from the Department of State, people from Congress, people from the Department of Commerce. We also have representatives of the various embassies and the permanent missions to the OAS. We're very happy today that we have with us a considerable number of the Belizeans living in the Washington area. Over the summer, they organized themselves into an association of Belizean Americans in the Washington area. They have set up a booth in the hall, and they're trying to invite more people, more Belizeans, to sign up, to get involved with the association, which will eventually be working towards projects in Belize.
And just to talk about the work at the mission in the past year, the OAS Green Week, which happened while Belize was chair of the OAS Permanent Council, comes to mind.
When I chaired the Permanent Council for Belize last year, September actually, we highlighted the issue of climate change as one of the more compelling challenges confronting our world. We instituted the first ever Green Week of the Organization of American States. We're hoping that it can be repeated this year. Earlier this year, from January to June, Belize was chair of the CARICOM Caucus of Ambassadors. We led the negotiations on behalf of the 14 country bloc in preparations for the Summit of the Americas. You will recall that the Summit of the Americas, Prime Minister Dean Barrow spoke on behalf of his CARICOM colleagues as the chair of the CARICOM heads of government. We also led all the negotiations for CARICOM in preparation for the General Assembly of this year that took place in San Pedro Sula, Honduras, which resulted in the lifting of the suspension of Cuba. Again, another very historic moment in the organization, and we were very fortunate and thankful that we were able to provide such leadership within CARICOM at a time that such important issues were being faced.
Plans for the coming year?
As part of CARICOM, we are directing our efforts on Capitol Hill. We are working with our friends there and with the friends in the administration to look at strengthening cooperation, especially in the area of security. The United States already provides a lot of cooperation to Central America under the context of the Merida Initiative. The thinking now is that CARICOM needs to receive similar attention, similar assistance, similar help from the United States government. And we are pursuing this kind of cooperation under the rubric of the Caribbean Basin Security Initiative. It's still in its nascent stages, but we're very hopeful that with the will that exists at the moment, we will be able to move quickly towards this.
Message to Belize.
Special greetings to all of our brothers and sisters in Belize, and especially to all the Belizeans in the continental United States who today are celebrating in their many cities, in their many towns, in their apartments, in their houses, on the street corners, in the blocks, in the parks, everywhere where Belizeans have met to celebrate Independence Day. A very special greetings to all of them.
That was OAS Permanent Representative of Belize, Ambassador Nestor Mendez, talking to OAS Radio on his country's 20th anniversary of independence. My name is Kern Stanley. Thank you for listening.